Michael McGee has thrown his hat in the ring in the race for Duxbury Selectman, which is being held as a special election. He joins us now to discuss his campaign. Mr. McGee, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan, and thanks for having me this morning.
So first question I have to ask, why do you want to be a Duxbury Selectman?
Well, thank you, Dan. I'm a father of two children, ages 4 and 6. They're in the Duxbury school system. I'm also a prosecutor in Norfolk County. I've been doing that for about 10 years. And I got in this race because I was energized by what was going on in the world and in the community, and I wanted to roll up my sleeves and help out and use my legal advocacy, my commitment to public service, and my family's experiences to help out in my community, and I hope I can earn people's votes.
Now, as the schools are wondering what they will do when classes resume in the fall, you're advocating for a full in-person reentry.
Well, that's a goal. I think that's something that can't be replaced. I do support the hybrid reentry that was voted on last week. I think this has been incredibly challenging, especially for working families that have two parents working, kids at their feet, and even people with a single parent working and folks at home. We haven't been in school since March. And we really need, as a community, to get in those doors and build off of that. I'm an optimist. I'm hopeful that we can build off what we're doing here in Duxbury. We have an excellent school department, an excellent superintendent, and I'm looking forward to working with them to provide a safe environment for our children and our teachers this fall.
Now, speaking of COVID, you also call for support for local businesses during the pandemic. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I am somebody that's been Zooming to court and Zooming to meetings from my living room. Many of us that are working folks have been telecommuting, and there's a great opportunity for our local businesses. We're eating 3 meals a day from our local businesses. We're shopping local, and there's a great opportunity here to help these folks out that got crushed in the spring. And I want to work with our local businesses to help with traffic congestion and making it safe for customers to get across the streets and have access to our small businesses and to help them dig out of this and do better on the other side. We have a great opportunity to support our local business community.
You also call for greater access to Duxbury Beach.
That's correct. I think that's a big issue. Duxbury Beach has a number of issues, from environmental to access. Those folks out in Duxbury Reservation, I've spoken with some of them, and they do a tremendous job of protecting our coastline and protecting the beach from a takeover. They do a lot of work. And I think there's a lot to be gained for building a relationship or rebuilding a relationship with them, and also doing a little better job, and this is what I mean by a resident-driven solution, of providing access to our residents. People are very unhappy. It's a bad look, and I think we need to work and start with the community and start with the residents and their ideas about how we can make it a resource that we can visit and enjoy over the summer months. This year was particularly difficult. We just got out of a pandemic, and there was a number of restrictions, and the community is very upset and shouldn't fall on the reservation. They do great work. We as a town need to provide better access to that beach and to work with our community to educate them as to what is going on out there and what is being protected and to focus on our community.
All right, and quickly, where can people learn about your campaign?
McGee for Duxbury.com.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having me today.